B-Pod Studios.
You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know why?
It's Monday. Monday's Bungo Day.
That's not surprising.
That does not surprise me.
That is not surprising.
It's Monday. Everybody
back to work. Let's just get it over with.
What is it?
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's really warm and weird out. 69 degrees. I did not expect that because I didn't watch the weather. But it's 76 today in gusty winds. It was like we were throwing blankets off last night. What
yeah,
is going on?
It was weird.
Windows open?
Yeah, we had the heat on this weekend.
Yeah.
And then this happened, so.
But you can't complain.
No, I cannot. Well, no. I could probably
you
complain.
You can, but you shouldn't. But
It's nice. It's nice.
Good.
It'll be freezing.
So, you know, I've been complaining about my, I don't know what's going on. Back, pinched nerve, whatever, since I moved my girl back into Syracuse.
Yep.
It's been about a month or so. So I think you told me, LBF, go see the Dave saw a massage therapist. Right?
Or a physical therapist
physical
or a
therapist.
Massage therapist. So somebody.
I saw one Saturday. See somebody. Shut up. I know what you're saying. So I finally went Saturday.
Okay.
Incredible. This woman was amazing.
She was a masseuse?
She was professional. This wasn't one of your la-la, she-she.
No music, you know, in the background.
No music.
No candles.
No candles.
Get down,
you know,
to it.
Nothing fancy.
Okay.
And I called her the meat grinder, basically, because she just ground in. But she did something I thought was weird. When I came in for my appointment, she was at the reception desk. She was eating a very large burrito. And covered with, I'm serious, with everything. Onions, the whole burrito thing, I thought.
And she didn't share with you?
Please.
that was
worth it. Please tell me you're not my masseuse.
Why?
Because her breath smelled like
burrito?
Burrito.
Were you starving afterwards?
No, I wasn't starving. I noticed there
Who needs sage?
But come on. It took her a half hour for the to stop with the burrito breath.
Well,
unprofessional
what?
Or not?
Well,
girls got to eat.
Yeah.
Girls got to eat.
Maybe in a back room, but also maybe you shouldn't get your massages at a taco place.
You know, well,
just saying.
It wasn't two for it. Taco.
I just would have been hungry. I would be like, can you share that?
Yeah, you can smell the breath. She's talking to, leaning over, and all I could smell is burrito breath.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe if you don't like burritos, but if you do, it's actually like a bonus.
Okay, you're too easy. So, fine. Next appointment, hi, can I have burrito breath?
Yeah. And like another massage and a burrito.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
I'm going to tell you why you should always go to a funeral. Maybe if you don't even know the person. I'll tell you why coming up. All right, LBF, what do you have?
And I'm going to tell you why you should get HBO, because there's this great comedy special on it this week.
Okay. Brian Bell?
I think Simone Biles is a robot.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, LBF.
All right, so I watch television on the weekends just to inform the public of what they should be watching this week. And this week, you should be watching The Great Depression. It's Gary Gulman. He's from Peabody. He's a wonderful guy and a great comedian. And he talks about his struggle with depression, really debilitating depression. And he was out of the comedy for like 2 years, but he talks about being like a big guy and then sports and all this other stuff. Here's a clip about basketball and why it was his favorite sport.
Hit it.
And basketball also fits me because it's the only sport where if somebody so much as slaps you on the wrist, they stop the game. Stop the game, separate everyone, and let you make two easy shots while everyone else is forced to watch quietly.
I like it. I never thought of it like that.
As if to say, think about what you did.
It's really, really great.
Yeah.
It's you could actually watch it with your kids. He doesn't swear. It's really good. And talks about, you know, funny things and dealing with
that's
depression.
That's funny. I've never thought of it that way.
Oh, he's awesome. He has a really great way of looking
at things. Think about what you've done. That's great. All right, Brian.
Well, you know, it's we get to watch Tom Brady around here, and watching the greatest of anything is pretty cool. Over the weekend in Stuttgart, Germany, the World Championships gymnastics is going on. And my little girl, Lila, she's six. She's going to be six this weekend. Is just so taken by watching Simone Biles. Because over the weekend, Simone Biles performed two maneuvers that are now named after her. She already has one named after her.
Right.
So one of the moves, okay, the triple double on the floor has now been named the Biles 2 because she already had one move named after her in floor exercises. Yeah. And then she did one on the vault and the balance beam. She pulled off a dismount on the balance beam
incredible.
That was just no one's ever done before. And now that she's done it at the Worlds, they're going to be named after her.
Sweet.
And so if you get a chance to watch them on, they're up on Twitter, and you know, I'll put it up at WROR.com because it's amazing to see her do what she does.
Do the Biles.
Simone Biles. She's amazing.
She really is. How tall is she?
4'10"?
Yeah.
I don't know.
4'10".
She's a
tiny little thing.
Imagine having something named after you that you're that good.
Well,
probably.
Yes.
A drink?
What moves that?
Exactly. It would involve food or drink.
Not a move?
Okay. No, not a move.
All right, fine. And finally, here's why you should go to funerals, even if you don't know them. A guy in Wisconsin named Dennis Valstad passed away a few months ago at the age of 69. Now, that's young. But he got creative with his will. He owned a small dry cleaning business, never got married or had kids, so he had about $500,000 to his name when he died. He secretly put in his will that all $500,000 would be divided equally to whoever showed up for his funeral. People did not know this, of course.
Wow.
So as it turns out, there were 270 people who showed up. Do the math on that, LBF.
270 people showed up?
Pretty good, right? Well-known guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he had, like, zero friends. Right. And you just walked into the church.
One guy walked in.
No. Here's your check.
Yes, exactly. Oh.
270 people showed up to pay their respects. Then they got paid in the mail a little bit later, $1,800 apiece.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Still.
Yeah.
If you just, like, you know, when I walked into a pretty church just to, like, you know, see it, and you were the only person there, and you got a check for $500,000.
Well, you'd have to sign the guest book.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be great.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier in the show, I finally had a sports massage. I guess basically is what it was.
Yeah.
Or I told you I pinched my nerve. I thought that's what it was. On my left shoulder.
Yeah, you were moving your daughter into Syracuse and you hurt yourself.
For like 6 weeks. Yeah. I've been moaning
just
and complaining.
And I'm like, can you go see somebody?
So I did. I did. So Saturday I went to see somebody recommended from a friend who, it was all good. When I came in, the woman was eating a large burrito.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, you're not doing me, are you here? Because it looks like you'd rather just do lunch. As it turned out, she was the one. And so, like I mentioned earlier, she had burrito breath. And you thought, no problem.
Well, I mean, I like burritos. That's why. I mean, if it was like Caesar salad breath, I'd be like,
yeah, okay, fine, with anchovies.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're alone in a room with this person who's doing your shoulder and like, you know.
You're in close contact.
On burrito breath. So there's a massage therapist on the phone. So are you appalled? What do you think?
I totally understand that. When I practice, I always made sure I had a mint in my mouth before I went in the room.
You know what the irony is?
What?
She had a bowl of mints at the reception desk.
But she didn't take one.
Didn't take one.
That's mortifying to me.
I'm glad you agree.
I totally agree. That just totally unprofessional.
It lasted probably a half hour into it until I had to turn face down that I didn't smell
and
it anymore.
And then you're fine.
On the flip side, when I used to have customers that had issues, like if they were a heavy smoker and stuff, it was really difficult sometimes.
You deal
really
with it
difficult.
More than we do, but
I totally agree with you. It was completely unprofessional.
You're vindicated, Bob.
I'm better, thank you. Professional vindication here.
You guys have a great day,
too.
And you do a great job.
Thank you. Thanks. You know, but the mints, I guess, were for the customers, not for her.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It's always, like when you're in close contact, if that's your job, like I was thinking about when you get your eyelashes, fake eyelashes put on, that person is so close to you.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's true. Okay. Trust me. Yeah.
With burrito breath.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't want the burrito breath right
no.
then.
All right.
So I see.
All right, what's coming up with your dirty laundry at 6:45?
Martin Scorsese really insulted the Marvel people, and, you know, you can't tick off those people.
No, no.
Not at all. They're angry.
Angry.
You angry
don't
superheroes.
Don't make them angry, boy. They do. It's brought to you by Shaw's Gas Rewards, now better than ever. They're excited to announce they're now partnering with Exxon and Mobil to bring you savings at the pump. Shop at Shaw's, start earning, and now redeem at participating Exxon and Mobil stations. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. Go to shaws.com/rewards for details. LBF.
Okay, who did Richard Gere and Sylvester Stallone almost get into a fist fight over?
Yeah, dying to know.
Kevin Hart is going to disappoint us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But first, yeah. Martin Scorsese throwing down against Marvel. Apparently, Martin Scorsese said Marvel movies are not cinema, and he hasn't seen them, but he tried. He compared them to theme parks and said it isn't the cinema of human beings trying to convey emotional, psychological experiences to another human being. Wolverine, he's very emotional.
Maybe he didn't see that one. Maybe anyway, that's not the one he saw.
So then everyone got upset, including James Gunn, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy. And he said, Martin Scorsese is one of my five favorite living filmmakers. There are a lot of, like, five favorite living.
Qualifiers.
Yeah, like, a lot of qualifiers. I'm like, that's interesting. It's like a compliment, but not really. And then he said, I was outraged when people picketed The Last Temptation of Christ without having seen the film. I'm saddened that he's now judging my films the same way. Easy, James. And then Samuel Jackson said, it's like saying Bugs Bunny ain't funny. Films are films. Everybody doesn't like his stuff either.
Well, I mean,
people are very
point.
Sensitive in Hollywood. Who, you know,
well,
like.
You do see his point. I mean, now it's all you're basically seeing at the theater.
Exactly.
You know, or the big
yeah.
Marvels.
In,
right?
the in the theaters, it's not yeah. like. Yeah. I mean, even his movie's on Netflix now. Thank God, because it's 3.5 hours long and you need to pause.
Well, yeah.
What was the last small movie that made it big, so to speak, that wasn't, you know,
Get Out.
Whiz bang.
Get Out. That's Get a out good one. Good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe that's.
Yeah.
But they just don't, they're not as, you know, common now.
Right.
You got to have the whiz bang.
Well,
so
Bob, you have to keep people's attention, you know?
What's
yes.
that? Yeah. You lost me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of attention, this woman got a lot of attention at Elton John's in the 90s. Oh. Princess Diana. Picture it. Mm. Early 90s.
Yes.
Elton John's house.
Okay.
I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, I like
Richard
that.
Richard Gere
yeah.
and Sylvester Stallone are there as well.
Uh-huh.
And Richard Gere had pretty much wrapped it up with Cindy Crawford at that point, and Prince Charles and Princess Diana were getting a divorce. So Sylvester Stallone wanted to kind of impress Princess Diana, but Richard Gere was not having it, and he monopolized her the entire time and sat by the fire and talked to her. And then Sylvester Stallone confronted Richard Gere and said, you know,
yo, Richard, I wanted to talk to
right,
Princess
exactly. They were about to have a fist fight.
Right.
They didn't. They were calm and everyone ate dinner. But then when dinner was over, Richard Gere started monopolizing Princess Diana again.
Again he did
and
it.
And then Sylvester Stallone stormed out.
I don't blame him.
I know, right? The, all of this and more is
Mike
in
Hogg.
Me, Elton John's official biography. That's coming out a week from tomorrow.
Well, I think you had a Richard Gere bump in, run in at a wedding.
I did.
Yeah.
It was my friend's wedding.
Was he as handsome
16.
And charming in real life? As
he, it was a drive-by. It was basically like he walked by me and I walked by him.
He checked you out,
and
didn't he?
Yeah, it was really one of my favorite moments of my
okay,
life
good.
Because
wow.
I was like, Richard Gere just checked me out. I mean, totally I don't know what he was thinking, but it's enough just to stop right there. What?
Good. No, I've got a Richard Gere connection too.
Yeah,
a friend of mine worked at a pet store. No, I,
oh
he
my
was,
god!
No, actually,
didn't go there,
Richard
Brian.
Gere yeah. was my high school English teacher's college roommate.
Oh, he went to UMass, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Look at that!
So close.
There you go.
Yeah.
And lastly, would you like to see Kevin Hart star in a Gilligan's Island
no.
movie? No, no, I would
no.
not.
Mm-mm. What's going on?
Who He's, said yes? Anyone?
You know, apparently, some people in Hollywood. People, not Martin Scorsese, that's for sure.
Kevin Hart, is he going to be Gilligan? Is that where we're going
I
with this?
I don't know. This is
Please don't.
They're trying to do something. They want to see Kevin Hart and Steve Martin as Mr. Howell, Beyonce as Ginger, Jeff Bridges as the Skipper. Come on, it's never going to happen.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think it should.
It sounds like a cast.
Yeah,
Steve Martin
sure.
would be a great Mr. Howell, right?
I guess. I think Steve Martin's so play this. Serious now.
Well, you got to be kind of, you know, bumbling, stumbling.
Yes.
Beyonce as Ginger. I mean, you got to be.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
I could see it.
She'll never do it. She's Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's
Jessica Simpson would be a good Marianne.
Marianne?
Yeah.
Really?
She'd be a good Daisy Duke.
Yeah, well, she was a good Daisy Duke.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay,
stick
you guys.
To what you're doing. Yeah,
it's pretty much the same outfit.
Yeah, we
I mean,
just
really.
Exactly.
All day.
You know
that's
what?
Fine.
That's yeah. good. She fits
you know what?
The suit. Yeah.
I'm liking this idea more and more. I like it. Do it.
Now I have your attention.
All right, we're in.
We're getting a cast.
Let's just send some money to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, okay. That's all we need.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So we were just talking with Dirty Laundry. Richard Gere and Sly Stallone were, at a party at Elton John's house back in the day after Princess Diana just divorced or whatever.
Or was, right? They were vying for her attention.
And Sly was mad that Richard Gere hogged all of Diana's time.
Yep.
So after Brian had a good question, instead of, you know, we'll play Would You Rather?
Yeah.
So go ahead with, let's go early Sly Stallone, Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Brian, you know, Rocky. Yeah. Uh-huh. Versus Gear, Officer, and a Gentleman.
Who would I go for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would go for the Rocky Sly Stallone because I like, he's got those soulful eyes and he's punching meat all day.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure, LBF, can I get you another drink?
Exactly. And he sounds like that big.
I hate talking about feelings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
thought you'd go Gear. That's interesting.
No, Gear would be like too cerebral. And he's
that guy's
like
just
grumpy.
A pretty boy.
Yeah. He's grumpy.
He's not punching meat all day. No.
No,
he's not.
And like, you know,
punching meat.
Sylvester Stallone, he's...
So you'd go Stallone.
I was a little bit taller. That'd be okay.
No, he's shorter than you think.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that really hurts.
we needed to know.
I mean, he'd have to be Rocky. He'd have to look like Rocky. Not this. Not now.
No, you'd be like old Rocky.
No.
Like, with a hat.
Very shallow.
I know.
Turtles.
It's Bob's fault.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, happy Monday. 69 degrees. The Pats won. They looked good yesterday. We're happy with that. Are we all happy in the room?
I don't know. The first quarter was a little bit disappointing.
But Edelman showed up big time. You are right, LBF.
That new kicker. I don't know. Nugent.
Nugent.
We'll see.
He missed the first extra point. Ah. We were nervous in the service after that. I hope he didn't buy. He probably rented, right? He's probably renting an apartment?
Yes, probably.
Good.
Yeah, those places down behind.
Yep, good.
Stadium.
Kickers. Yeah. All right. Here's a story that I like. I like it. I think you would too, LBF Brian. Let's see if you like it as well. A guy in North Carolina just won $750,000 lawsuit over a guy who stole his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So in North Carolina, they have what's called the law of alienation of affection, okay?
Yes.
So Kevin Howard from North Carolina had been married for 12 years when he found out that his wife had been cheating on him with her coworker. She wound up leaving Kevin for that guy.
Ugh.
Well, he went to court using the alienation of affection laws, which is, quote, purposely interfering with marital relationships. He won. $750,000. He says, it's not about the money. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. The gentleman he sued was, he claimed he seduced his wife, stole her away, and destroyed what was a happy marriage.
Oh, my God.
Don't you like that law?
I love that law.
Alienation
of
affection.
We don't have it here in Massachusetts.
We should.
Because... I know, but yet we couldn't buy liquor on Sundays for the longest time. Yeah. Makes no sense.
But you can seduce my wife on
Sundays. But exactly.
Good.
No, I think it's a good idea. First of all, it kind of classes it up a little bit instead of pulling the old Karen and Goodfellas and ringing the doorbell and saying Janice Rossi. You class it up. You don't have to do that. You just call a lawyer and you're like, I want to sue this person for doing this to me.
Alienation
of
affection.
And maybe, just maybe, the person who is going after the married person might stop and think, if I do this, I might get sued.
Right.
And I'll have to pay my own
the
money.
The seducer.
Yes, the seducer. Well, yeah, like the the person outside
so
the marriage.
While, you know, his wife, he was doing his job, Kevin. His wife is at work. Meanwhile, this guy is wooing his
wooing
wife.
Wooing her, saying nice things to her. Mm-hmm. When she goes home to her husband, he's probably like, what's for dinner? And she's like, yeah. And then.
Wow.
And then she goes back to work. And then this guy is like, you're so wonderful. And then the next thing
you
know.
He's buying her lunch. She's not hungry. Wooing.
I think it's a good idea.
You liked it a lot?
Well,
I like it.
Punishment
too.
Is my favorite. Yeah.
You know, I wonder if she went with this guy because he has got $750,000.
Not anymore.
Set aside. No, he doesn't anymore. I like this law, and I, you and I are on the same page.
What about you, Brian Bell? Yeah.
I don't like it.
Brian, don't be wooing at work, Brian.
Oh, no,
that'll teach you from wooing at work. Right now, there's no law in Massachusetts, so somebody could come in and right here and start wooing LBF and get away with it, and poor Dave Falcone would have not a case to stand on.
Poor guy. I know. The poor guy.
Yeah, poor Dave. He could lose.
I feel
this
so bad for him.
Magnificent woman could just be wooed away from
wooed away.
Hey, take it easy, Bob. Are you wooing
that's
LBF?
That's not a woo. That is not a woo. All right. Although she does have a dentist named Dr. Woo. I'm confused. That's fine. What does Dr. Woo do?
I don't know.
There's
I
no
bet.
Wooing, is there?
Okay. None.
All right. Anyway, the alien of affection law. Should it come to Massachusetts? I think so. I think it'd be great.
I mean,
put it on the books.
Yeah, put it on the books.
Yeah.
And then.
Some schmuck seducing my wife.
See how mad you can get?
Yeah,
mad. Like, just the thought of it. You're like, oh my God, get me a lawyer's stat.
You think you're getting away with this?
Right. And you don't have to get your hands dirty. You don't have to key the car. You just, you know.
You just sue the jerk. I like it. Let's see if we're. I'll just quick call here. Do you think Massachusetts should have alienation of affection laws? You know, see if you, maybe someone disagrees with us. I doubt it. 617-931-1057. You get to be the judge. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, no, I think it sounds antiquated, but this guy
brilliant.
Just got $750,000, and Mr. Wu is in debt. Good luck.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. And LBF and I are on the same page. We like the law in North Carolina that's called alienation of affections. And a guy just sued the gentleman who stole his wife for $750,000.
And he won!
He got paid. So we're just wondering if folks think that law should come to Massachusetts or not. Roseanne, what do you say?
Oh, no way.
Why
no,
not?
I disagree. Well, first of all, six to the tango. She should be on the hook for some of this.
Well, she's
probably
on the hook.
I was wondering about that, too.
Because if she gets a divorce, she's got to give up half of her stuff.
And she's shamed.
Yes.
But it wasn't... It's not just him doing it. She let it happen. So
right, but how do you sue somebody when you're married and you both share the same money? You're suing yourself at that point.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's like, you know.
She should wear like the scarlet letter or
something. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Really throwing like it back.
I like that. I like that better.
Yeah, isn't that good, Roseanne? So she has to be shamed. Maybe a sandwich board or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I sandwiches.
Yeah, wow.
Roseanne, you've totally flipped the script.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's
I'm with Roseanne on this. Yeah. How come the wife gets to walk away?
Yeah, no way. And the other thing is, who passed this law? Did a lawyer pass it? Because they're the ones that are going to make all the money with this stuff.
Well, yes, of course.
Well, yeah.
Well, it must have been a lawyer.
Yeah. You know, definitely. It's an old North Carolina law, but it's still in effect. And he found it. He sued and got $750,000.
Well, we
have enough corruption here in Massachusetts. I don't think
we have enough lawyers too. Morgan and Morgan would get very busy.
Yes, exactly.
Morgan and Morgan.
Exactly.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Exactly.
All right, let's take another call on the topic. Hey, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jermaine from Cambridge.
Hi, Jermaine.
How are you?
Good.
Well, listen, I'd sell that floozy for $100,000. You know, you'd get yourself another one.
You know, that is a court settlement you could go for. You know what?
Well, what about this?
Yeah.
What happens if she divorces him? Does she get half of that money? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that.
That's true. Wow.
No, she
imagine
doesn't.
Imagine that.
No.
Hey, and those McRibs are to die for.
When you say die for, I mean literally, or am I going to be okay?
No, well, I almost wore the speed bump out at McDonald's. You know, seriously. Well, listen, I have to go.
Toodles.
Yeah, well, you're right, Jermaine. We mentioned the McRib is back, so.
I'm very excited.
I've never had one. Today could be.
You have to have one. It starts today. They don't last for long.
No.
So it's seasonal.
Jermaine's like driving over the speed bump at 80 miles an hour to get to one. So.
Find out the calorie count so I can ruin
Please
it for
don't
you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You'll be alienation of friendship here. Sue you. All right. Coming up, we're going to do some dirty laundry.
Yes, we're going to talk about, I have to talk about it again. Mm. Richard Gere and Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
One woman had a choice to be with them. She chose neither, but they fought over it.
She chose wisely.
We don't know. Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. It's LBF.
Okay. We've got Team Sylvester Stallone or Team Richard Gere. Who would you date? Why Chip and Joanna Gaines are still trying to make Waco happen. It's not going to happen.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you. And then Kevin Hart is going to may disappoint us. Oh, but maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't need to do this.
And all right. So let's discuss.
All right.
Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere. Picture it. Mm-hmm. The early 90s. Where they're at a dinner party at Elton John's.
Yeah. Picture it. Go
picture
ahead.
Picture it. All right.
Yeah.
And Princess Diana comes in. And both Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere are like, whoa.
Yeah.
But what happens? Richard Gere moves in quickly and monopolizes
his move,
her.
Like bucket list move here. Is that what was going on, or is he just wanted to talk to her?
I think he probably wanted to talk to her. And
yeah,
then, you know, and he wasn't his marriage to Cindy Crawford.
Her.
Maybe.
That's
usually what happens, at least with me.
You are a princess.
So then. Sylvester Stallone's like, "What the heck, Richard Gere?"
Yeah.
And he took Richard Gere aside and said, "You know, what are you doing? You're monopolizing Princess
Diana. I'm trying to talk to Princess Di."
Anyway, so they had dinner and everything was fine. But then Richard Gere started flirting with Princess Diana again. And then Sylvester Stallone left in a huff, which begs the question.
Right. Go ahead.
Who would you choose? Because
when you're asking, you mean the listeners. You're not asking me or Brian.
I guess I'm not asking you or Brian. I'm asking myself out loud. How's that? Who would I choose?
Wait a minute. You're asking yourself. Okay.
I think I would choose if Sylvester Stallone, but as Rocky, as the big dummy who just is adorable and loves Adrian, but I would be
Worship
Adrian.
You. Not Richard Gere, an officer and a gentleman. You want to take a few calls from the ladies?
Sure.
All right.
Call the ROR Morning Show now at 617-931-1057.
Young Sly or young
Rocky
Richard
Sly
Gere.
Or Officer and a Gentleman, way to go, Paul,
yeah,
or Richard
curious.
Gere.
All right, you'll have your fun. Okay.
Okay. I'm just curious. Chip and Joanna Gaines are trying to make Waco happen. Waco, Texas.
Ugh.
They're opening up a Texas hotel right in their town of Waco. It's going to open in 2021. And I don't know. I got to hand it to them. Like, they're everywhere. I mean, in Waco.
Yeah.
But
what do you have against Waco?
Well, Waco, you said
I've been
it.
To Waco.
Yes.
It's they could rebuild Waco for the next 20 years, and it'd still be not
Waco.
Quite halfway there.
All right. Yeah.
It needs a lot of help. They're doing a great job because, like, my wife actually wants to go. I know friends who went down there just to go to the silos.
Oh, I know.
So it's not a bad idea, and this would be the time to do it. I'd probably go there because they opened a bed and breakfast, and
right,
you couldn't
Brian.
Get in.
Right,
hang on,
exactly.
Hang on 1 second.
So
let's hear.
Maybe
from
it
Liz.
Would work. It's
okay.
Still just
all right. Liz, go ahead. Chime in.
Okay, so Richard Gere all the way. He's so hot.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
She wants to be carried away.
Sylvester Stallone, yeah, he's, you know, muscles and all that stuff like that, but he's a dumbass, so.
Oh, wow.
Yo, I wrote a movie.
He wrote a whole movie.
Beth, what's your take? Go ahead.
Okay, so I hear that Richard Gere is not that nice as a person. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. But yep. I have to go with him in Officer and Gentleman because he's kind of vulnerable to crying and then such a prince.
I got no place to go.
I fell for that one way more than the
right,
Dumb Rocky.
Right, I know,
so,
the way to go, Paula. I know, the whole bit. It is good.
Yeah, I pick his character. Let's put it that way. I pick
right.
his character
right,
in
right, right.
Officer and Gentleman, but that's go. My take.
Okay.
You know that
Richard Gere
should have been an officer. I enlisted. I should have went officer. Dang.
Really? Yeah.
I would have taken him more of a pretty woman, Richard Gere. I like the car.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, right. Good to know.
Rolling through.
All right, and then Kevin Hart.
Yes.
He's in the news because the son of the man who created Gilligan's Island says he's close to getting the movie version off the ground, and he wants Kevin Hart to play Gilligan. He also wants Steve Martin to play Mr. Howell, Beyonce as Ginger, Jeff Bridges as the skipper, and maybe it'll happen.
We don't know, but I like you had a good idea for the cast of the skipper.
I thought Kevin James might be a good
He'd
skipper
because
he's, you know, rotund and grumpy.
Take his hat off and slap Gilligan.
I like Beyonce as Ginger, but just because I'm thinking of like the hair, I thought Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Yes. Yes.
Would be a good Ginger, but that's just the hair. And then I suggested, who did I suggest?
It wasn't just the
Jennifer
hair.
Garner for, yes, I know, but I was skipping over that, Bob.
Okay, good. Hey, you get your Richard Gere, we get our Ginger.
I thought Jennifer Garner would be good as Marianne, but I was told that that's not.
Yeah, I don't
not
know.
Good.
Yeah, she's not
farm girl enough.
Yeah, you need Kansas farm girl.
She has like a whole line of
chickens.
Farm chickens and things. Yeah. Yeah. Baby food.
How's she look in denim shorts?
I think better than I do.
And you got the part. There you
wow.
go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, indeed. So LBF is going to ask 10 questions in 60 seconds. Of course, if our contestant doesn't know it, they can always say pass. And today's player is Beverly Arsenault. Is it Arsenault or Arsenault?
Arsenault.
You're going with a hard T there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my mother-in-law's name is Bev and LBF.
My mom's name is Bev.
Yeah. So we like Bevs.
Hope that's good luck for
I
me.
I hope so, too.
We're going to find out, Bev. Okay. You're sitting in the kitchen. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Get all 10 right. We will hand you over $1,000. Here we go.
Spell fall.
F-A-L-L.
What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Manchester.
How many strings do most guitars have?
Six.
What war began with the invasion of Fort Sumter?
Pass.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
What famous magician died on Halloween Day in 1926?
Pass.
Eddie Murphy played Axel Foley in this 80s movie.
Axel Foley in 80s movie. Beverly Hills Cop.
What was the score of Sunday's Patriots game?
Sunday's Patriots game, the score was 33-7.
What flavor of schnapps is used to make the drink Fuzzy Navel?
Peach.
In computing, the term bit is an abbreviation of what?
Pass.
What war began with the invasion of Fort Sumter?
Invasion of Fort Sumter. Pass.
We've run out of time.
Oh, you did
pretty...
Oh,
my God, that was fast.
Wasn't it fast?
It's the fastest 60 seconds you'll have all day. Guaranteed. Beverly, you got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys six. Count five?
Six.
Oh, you came back. You should do the Patriots score. Congratulations
okay.
to that. What did we miss?
Here's what we missed. The capital of New Hampshire is Concord.
Yeah.
Concord.
Capitals are super hard.
I know.
The war, what war began with the invasion of Fort Sumter? The Civil War. The famous magician who died on Halloween Day in 1926 was Harry Houdini.
Oh.
And in computing, the term bit is an abbreviation of binary digit.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's
really
hard.
Tough.
That's a stumper right there. Unless,
but you did a great job.
Well, you
it's
know,
a Monday.
She's a retired preschool teacher, so
yeah,
you
stuff.
Definitely knew Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
I'm not sure why you knew schnapps, but okay.
I know why she knew schnapps.
Because she's a teacher. Got it.
Spend some time with a room full of preschoolers.
Yeah, really.
Well, listen, you didn't win the $1,000 today, Beverly, but are you and your husband, Joe, fans of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band?
Oh, we love Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
You got it. Okay, we got a pair of tickets to the final tour. That's at the TD Garden on Thursday,
nice.
October 24th. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy the night out.
Thank
you so much, Beverly, for playing with us. All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, all you got to do is do what Beverly did. Go to WROR.com, sign up there. We could be calling you. All right, there's a great show in Boston that you've got to see. Okay, coming up. What do you have?
I've got a really funny show about depression.
Okay. Can't wait.
Brian, no, it's good.
All right, Brian Bell.
Boston loves tacos.
Okay.
Was it Taco Sunday last night?
It sure was.
It's Taco Sunday. We'll explain coming up. LBF.
Okay, so you have to watch on HBO this week. It's called The Great Depression, and it's a stand-up routine slash documentary on Gary Gulman, who is a Peabody guy.
Yeah.
And he talks about his struggle with major depression to the point where he was pretty much bedridden for 2 years. And he talks about a lot of things. He talks about growing up and, you know, being a big kid and playing sports and being lonely. And here's how he talks about basketball.
Okay.
Basketball also fits me because it's the only sport where if somebody so much as slaps you on the wrist, they stop the game. Stop the game, separate everyone, and let you make two easy shots while everyone else is forced to watch quietly. As if to say, think about what you did.
Okay. Never thought of it like
that. It's really good like that. It's insightful. It talks about growing up in the 70s and 80s. It talks about his depression. It talks about what he did to get out of the depression, to manage it. And it's really funny and fascinating and I think it's a must-see.
Now, you came raving about it this
Loved
morning.
Loved it. I want to watch it again.
That's a funny concept, though. I never thought of that.
Oh, he just has a great way of thinking.
With the foul shot?
Yes.
Yeah, a little slap. Speaking of basketball.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with basketball because yesterday the Celtics had their first preseason game at the Garden. And I talked to some of my friends who were there, and they said it was like a playoff game. It was crazy. And one of the biggest ovations of the night is when 7'6" Taco Fall checked into the game.
Now, this kid,
and that kid,
and this kid, Taco Fall.
Wow, they like him.
That's awesome. Wow.
That's how tall?
7'6".
That's a preseason game, and they
were
cheering that much?
7'6"?
I mean, we were watching the game. It was on Comcast Sports, and then you heard Tommy Heinsohn and Mike Gorman calling the game there. And, you know, they're NBA players, so everybody in the game is pretty tall.
Yeah.
And then you see, my wife was saying, Taco Fall is sitting on the bench, and he's, like, just towering over everyone, just sitting there. He's just so huge.
You don't think he's going to make the team?
He might end up, like, with the Red Claws up in Portland.
Okay.
Because he's still, you know, he's young. He's right out of college and
you
needs to work on his game a little
the
bit.
The promotions they're going to have for Taco.
Top shelf liquor. That's what I'm
No, I'm thinking lobster tacos up in Portland myself.
Taco Tuesday whenever
Reach
he plays.
All the things.
There were guys there. This guy hasn't even really made the roster yet. And there are guys there dressed in taco costumes.
Wow. Yeah.
No, it's great.
It's an
Love
awesome
the guy.
Story. He was swatting them like flies yesterday. Oh, yeah. All these blocks. Okay, Friday night, my wife got the opportunity because I couldn't make it to go see The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
At the Boston Opera House and absolutely loved it. It's Broadway right here in Boston. So, rave reviews.
It's an amazing show.
Really is.
It really is. The costuming, the puppeteering, it's really
and it's
one
only
of the
here,
best.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you say puppeteering, it's almost, you know, You can't really imagine how great these costumes are.
No, you'll be
right?
blown away. It's really great.
She was. They loved it. She and her sis, Ellen, had a great night. So I just want to highly recommend it coming from them. And it's only here till October 27th. So if you want tickets, go to Broadway in Boston for The Lion King, the world's number one musical. Yes. Pays to listen when we give you the keyword to text in. The 80s artist of the day today is Prince. So we have this hour's winner on the phone. Hi, is this Bruce?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Congratulations. You just won $1,000, man.
Yeah, isn't that great? That's great. I'm really excited.
What a Monday.
I know. Great way to start the week.
Right?
Well, Bruce was easy. We played Prince. You texted in the keyword, and you just won $1,000.
Yeah. Wow.
What are you going to do with it? I'm always curious.
Well, I was thinking about taking a trip the end of the month. I wasn't sure I was going to do it, but Now I think I might.
Yeah.
Well, who wants to leave Seekonk? I mean, really.
You know?
Well, it's gonna be a nice town.
Yeah, Bruce, congratulations. We love it when
Thank you so much.
when our listeners have $1,000 to go have fun with. So congrats. What's the best station to spend your day with?
105.7 WROR.
Bruce! Yeah. So it is Prince today, your 80s artist today, just after 11 o'clock. Okay?
Exciting. Keyword, love Prince.
We'll give you the keyword at 11 to text for $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Following is an unpaid commercial. Okay. WROR does not endorse this product.
Okay.
But LBF, you might. I'm not sure.
No, okay, I really don't.
All right, let's check it out.
The Glenlivet has released an original whiskey drinking experience. A collection of edible cocktail capsules made from seaweed, meaning no need for a glass, ice, or a cocktail stirrer to enjoy them. Pop the capsule in your mouth and take a bite to release the delicious cocktail ingredients.
Think Tide Pod with Glenlivet.
Yeah, it's
Scotch.
It's like like kind of reminds me of like a Jello shot or like a fruit gusher.
Yeah, so
it's like a combination, but it's Glenlivet is a really good scotch, and it tastes good, and it tastes good to sip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why you would put it in a capsule and then just
a capsule made out of seaweed?
Yeah, capsule made out of seaweed. It's like a Tide Pod you put in your mouth. Don't do that, by the way.
So we saw the commercial. They are, like you said, just kind of like Tide Pods that will just pop.
They'll pop in your mouth.
In your mouth, and you get it.
And then you get so what you do is then you just swallow it down in one. It's a shot.
Yeah.
But easily ingested. So you get really drunk
fast.
Very quickly. The thing with scotch is you have to drink it slow because it tastes like fuel.
Wow.
All right.
I don't think
what if it was a margarita pot? That's what's coming.
No, too fast.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy your drinks.
No, these are going to be just popped in.
Yeah,
pop
that's
and go.
Bed spins.
Dangerous.
Right there.
I mean, the real problem is on laundry day when you're like, honey, why does our laundry smell like whiskey? Oh, crap.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's true. So, I don't think we need it.
So why does your breath smell like time? Oops. I made a mistake there.
Good point,
anyway,
Bob.
They're in England now. They haven't made their way across the pond yet.
They will.
We'll let you know.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.